And joined in studio now by Strathroy Care Doc Mayor Colin Grantham. MyFM published a story this week regarding the timeline for the incoming development of a McDonald's restaurant in Mount Bridges. Mayor, you wanted to answer some comments and questions that have been coming from the public and from MyFM. Maybe we should do the timeline first, okay. And then you can chime in. So the timeline is back in 2024, a proposed development came to council from Southside Group to bring a proposed drive-through restaurant, which was deemed at the time McDonald's to Mount Bridges. There was a lot of pushback from residents in Mount Bridges. August of 2024, council did reject the proposal. Southside Group filed an appeal with the Ontario Land Tribunal September the 5th of 2024, and a five-day hearing was scheduled the following year, June 9th, 2025. So in April of 2025, an update was released by Strathroy Care Doc regarding this parcel of land on Adelaide Road, stating that following the zoning change request by the applicant, the drive-through restaurant, town staff outlined several concerns back from August of 2024. But eventually, council did agree to a settlement, and MyFM published that story in May of 2025. Now, this week, there was a picture of the construction put online. A lot of people expressing concerns or whatnot. And then people making comments about you making public comments stating, and this is where I'm going to let you talk, quote, the OLT overturned council's decision. So go ahead.
So Chris, this is where the verbiage got me in trouble. Always aware that there was a settlement. And somebody asked me that quickly after. I went, yeah, you're right. What I should have said is that the OLT agreed to overturn council's decision. So my verbiage wasn't right, wasn't meant to mislead. Just, again, sometimes, you know, words and frustration get in the way, Chris. But ultimately, it did have to go to the OLT. Even though, you know, us and Southside agreed to a settlement, it does go to the OLT. And they overturned council's decision and accept our agreement. So semantics, Chris, but again, I didn't misspeak. Didn't mean to. But I'm here now to correct the record. Because you know me, Chris. Facts are very important to me.
So it is true that approximately 8 months from August 2024 to April 2025, after council denied the application, council did in fact come to an agreement with Southside Group to bring that restaurant to Mount Bridges. My question is, why did council turn 180 degrees on their decision from 8 months prior?
Sure, Chris, and I can do that. And it was always known, and I'm just going to go back one step, Chris, because you may recall this conversation. On the night at council that we denied the Southside application, we also denied one for Dewan Street. And we had said at the time, you and I, that was the first time that council could ever remember turning down a zoning application. So we did do that. But it's always known, Chris, that developers have the right to appeal. And unfortunately, fortunately, depending what side you're on, the OLT does rule on matters of zoning and developers. And in fact, Chris, and I got this from the Hamilton Spectator, they published a story, it was a couple years ago, that in 97% of the cases, the OLT will rule in favor of the developer. But to answer your question directly, and I think we had this conversation, Chris, on air, that land is zoned commercial. So that is the first checkbox. So if the land is zoned commercial, that's a huge checkbox. So any kind of business, whether it's a McDonald's or a Dairy Queen or a gas station, is appropriate for that site. We always knew that. There were a number of mitigating factors, setbacks, parking, such that we thought should be had a look at, right? So you send off the planners and they go and they try to reach a settlement. But to answer your question directly, Chris, and I always have to be careful what I say, what happens in closed session, but you did post the motion that came out. We did get legal advice, and that legal advice was rather strident. And I think the fact that we came out and made a motion to reach an agreement should tell everyone that the legal advice was, you're going to lose. So I had the question, you know, to me posted well, that I had said council didn't want to spend any more money. We had already expended a number of taxpayer dollars. Chris, if you know you're 97% going to lose a legal opinion, I'm going to suggest that a rational person may say, I'm not going to spend any more money on it. because you could get in front of the OLT and they could overturn everything and you could be left with nothing more or less. But that's the genesis, Chris, again. Mm-hmm. Legal advice does come in closed session. That's part of, you know, the allowed rules. But again, council decision, not a mayor's decision. And that's kind of what frustrated me a little bit, Chris.
So as far as the hearing, is it true that the OLT never really made a decision, in fact, just approved an agreement already established between the municipality and Southside?
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Yeah, so they look at it and they agreed, right? So, and that's where I got tripped up in my verbiage, Chris. I'll wear the egg on my face. I knew what I wanted to say, didn't say it rather elegantly, and, you know, I apologized to people, but I knew what I was trying to say is that ultimately it did end up at the lap of the OLT.
And you self-admitted you misspoke. The OLT did not, quote-unquote, overturn the council decision because the settlement agreement was already there.
You are 100% correct, Chris.
What do you say to... because that meeting back in August of 2024 was jam-packed. Like, yep. Chambers were packed. There were lots of people tuning in online as well. What do you say to the residents of Mount Bridges that say, hey, council didn't have our back?
They're talking to the wrong people, Chris. Council did have their back, right? We rejected it. That was a major step. Knowing that you may lose, we took the chance. We went to OLT. The people who don't have residents back today in any development is the province. I listened to a podcast the other day where the deputy mayor of London, Sean Lewis, was lamenting the same fact to people that, you know, they're getting pushed back about developments. It's skewed towards the developer, Chris. So I understand people, but I understand their frustration. But council had your back. We spent money. We went. I'm not going to say as far as we could. We could have gone to the OLT and said, you know what? No, we're not going to settle. But Chris, in all honesty, 97%, Chris, when it's zoned commercial, we would have lost and we would have spent more taxpayer dollars. Every councillor knew that, Chris. And if you watch the vote coming out of that council session, we voted on the direction given in closed session. I'm going to suggest it was a unanimous vote, Chris. Every councillor knew what the stakes were.
So the development continues in Mount Bridges, and you are coming out publicly and apologizing because you misspoke, according to what you said.
You and I had this conversation before about communicating with the people in Mount Bridges, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. This has been a matter of public record for 9 months or more as to what the action is, maybe a year. The agreement, when it was reached, was actually on Facebook. It was on the McDonald's, you know, anti-McDonald's page. I may have talked about it, being very careful about the facts.
MyFM ran a story in May of 25.
Right, so when I'm reading people, and I get it, when I read people acting shocked and surprised, it is frustrating to me because we do the best we can to communicate, Chris.
I think there's two different issues here. One is the continued disapproval or disappointment on behalf of residents in Mount Bridges because of development. That's A. And B is their reaction to, and not everybody, honestly, there's quite a few people, but not everybody, their reaction to what you had said publicly, even though you've said you apologized and you misspoke, you didn't use the right terminology. So there's two different things. They're still ticked off about McDonald's coming to the village, and B, what the mayor said publicly, which was technically incorrect.
Oh, and again, Chris, I'll wear that one, and anybody who wants
to. So I'm just stating, those are the two things right now, right?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Chris, you know, I never push back on things that are correct, right? Notice I'm not pushing back on the McDonald's coming to Mount Bridges. Can't stop it, folks. That could have been a Dairy Queen or a Taco Bell. We can't stop it. We tried. As for my own comments, I knew what I wanted to say. It's just frustration. I should have taken the time. But I wonder, Chris, if I had written a long narrative as to what happened, if people would have really paid attention to it. But we've talked about my frustration. I go down and I talk to the people in Mount Bridges and about people not showing up at town halls. Nobody has reached out to me in 8 months, 9 months about the McDonald's. Would have answered the question. Someone did when they saw the construction. But more disconcerting, Chris, talking to people last night, you know, there were still questions about what's going on with wastewater treatment. Mm. We've talked about that ad nauseum, Chris. You know what I'm going to do, Chris, because I do feel I need to make it up some way. I'm going to have another open house, and I'm going to try it on a Saturday afternoon, and I won't, because there is a lot of good that's going on by council, plans for Mount Bridges we need to get out there. But at the matter at hand, you know, I did misspeak. I don't appreciate the word dishonest. That's not my nature, not the way I was raised. Maybe got myself a little tongue-tied with my fingers, but, you know, the facts are out there. I always knew the facts, and I thought the public did. So, Chris.
And it is a reality, and I won't express my personal opinion, but it is a reality because there are opportunities. These are the facts. The information is public knowledge. There are opportunities on many different levels to communicate with your elected officials, whether it's email, phone call, a visit to town hall, participating in open houses that are not just run by the mayor, they're run by councillors as well, very active councillors with open houses in Ward 2. So there are avenues there, but then facts are people don't show up, people don't communicate, and they resort to online communication, which is, it must be frustrating for any elected official.
It is, Chris. Well, I'm more frustrated myself. I think usually I'm pretty eloquent and I can speak pretty well with the facts. I did let myself down. I knew what I wanted to say, but in reading some of the comments, you know what else is frustrating? I read there and I know there's people who are just stirring the pot, right? There are people that are down, you know, it doesn't matter where they are, any Facebook, but, you know, not just myself. I'm just one voice. There are eight other elected representatives who will talk to people and even showed it last night, Chris. You know, I got some private messages to people, some of them which were rather aggressive, but I talked to the people, right? I don't mind. So again, I didn't misspeak unintentionally, knew what I wanted to say, but...
So I want to clarify something, and this is on the topic, but a diversion. So people listening in understand the process, because we've talked about this plenty of times before. I've talked about it with other elected officials from other councils in the municipality. The process, when a potential developer or a builder comes to town and says, hey, I'm interested in this parcel of land. I want to put a commercial business up there. It doesn't matter what the commercial business is. I want to put a commercial business in this parcel. Can the municipality say, no, we don't want you to come. We don't want a Taco Bell to come. We don't want a Costco to come. We don't want a McDonald's to come. What are the rights of the municipality in that process? So listeners understand.
Very good question, because this is a good education. I'm going to answer it, but you have to remember that the municipality, we're the lowest form of government. We're governed, first of all, by the provincial policy statement, planning statement that sets out planning guidelines. We're also governed by the county. We're also governed by our own official plan. So to answer your question directly, but let's say, because I hear this from people, let's say Bulk Barn wants to come to town.
Okay.
If they come and they find a piece of land that's deemed commercial, they have every right to build there. Now, there are certain things they have to abide by, like setbacks and and parking and you know, those kinds of things, right?
But before that process even happens, can a municipality say, no, we don't want a Bulk Barn here?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, and that's what we need to have our listeners understand, that the control of the municipality is not as much as voters might think.
Yeah, it's actually very, very minimal, Chris. And we just got overturned at the county a few months ago. There was a decision that came out of the Committee of Adjustments. I believe it went to council. Council voted one way, and when it got to the county, county council voted against it. Okay. So we are, and that's very important. Thank you for that, Chris. We can't say what's on that piece of land. Now, if it's not zone commercial, yeah.
That was my secondary question. If the developer comes to the council and wants and is interested in a parcel of land that's not currently commercial, can that be rezoned, or does the municipality have more control there?
We have more control. It can be rezoned, right, Chris? But there's all these guidelines, right? But I'm going to suffice it to say, back to my comment about OLT, right? It's all right now skewed towards the developer. But Chris, thank you for that. We have very, very little control over what goes on commercial land.
Strathclyde Care Doc Mayor Colin Grantham coming out publicly admitting a misspoke in regards to the McDonald's restaurant coming to Mount Bridges, but that project continues today. Thank you for this, Mayor. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Chris.